The U.S. Report. Thanks to Peters of Kensington. Now open at Barangaroo, Birkenhead Point in Kensington. Or shop online, petersofkensington.com.au.
Well, let's go to Harley in the United States of America and to use his language, another White House fence jumper. Harley.
Yeah, that's what they call them at the Secret Service. Some guy who decided he needed to jump over the security barrier at Pennsylvania Avenue side of the White House, and that's as far as he got because, you know, they were on him like a cat on a June bug. He didn't get to go very far.
Cat on a June.
The president was inside the White House at the time, but the Secret Service says, you know, it's been happening a number of times. It happened a lot in the last 8 years, and, you know, this is one of the few times it's, you know, anybody's tried to get in to see Donald Trump.
But, of course, what people don't understand, Harley, historically, when Abraham Lincoln was president, there was no fence or anything around Pennsylvania Avenue, and people just slept outside the president's door.
Everything changed after 9/11, sure, because, you know, and it used to be that, you know, it was called the People's House, you know, and people could, at the very least, mill around in the front yard, and they could go in and they could try to get in to see the president. They could, do whatever they could do.
Yeah,
they had regular. They still have tours, but you've got to go through metal detectors.
Absolutely.
Everything else now.
What's this nuclear strike authority?
Well, it's fascinating because, you know, the media is making a lot more of this than there is, because there actually isn't anything in this, in my opinion. The top U.S. nuclear commander said, yes, he would resist President Trump if he ordered a launch of nuclear weapons that he thought was illegal. John Hyten is his name. He said, I provide advice to the president. He'll tell me what to do. If it's illegal, I would say, Mr. President, that's illegal. And he'd say, well, what would be legal? And he said, we'd come up with options. But what's happened is we've got a couple of Democrats who are saying that they're afraid that the president is so quixotic that he might make
a decision
to use nuclear weapons.
Rubbish.
Of course, rubbish.
Rubbish.
And so they want to change the rules. They want to change the law that gives the president the power to put his finger on the trigger, which would leave, of course, it would leave Vladimir Putin with the only finger on the ready trigger these days.
I wish you'd discuss serious matters seriously, Harley, but we'll talk tomorrow. There he is, Harley in the United States of America.